Show starting.
Hello. Thank you for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. This is the show where we promise to always bring you empowerment from some of today's most gifted and inspiring minds, discussing topics and ways to live inspired and encouraged, purposeful lives. So please sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Hello, 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 everyone listening, all our listeners out there. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. Let me correct myself, here at the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. I am Kelaine Greenwood, your host, the Urban Life Coach, and I love saying this part, everyone. Here we go. This show is about promoting and learning a higher quality of life. And we hear it all the time, higher quality of life, trying to be happy. And what does all that mean? Well, we got a great show for you today, like always. But I know you're going to get where you're really going to get an understanding of what it is to be happy and have a higher quality of life. But also the show's about not only a higher quality of life, but within that, learning to create the best version of ourselves, okay? And live our own best life. Everyone has their own best life and their best self according to their support system or their resources, and because everyone's conditions are different. But you can optimize yourself and your life, and that's what we're here to do on Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And with that, we have to really look in ourselves. So that's when the part when I say overcoming inner barriers, struggles, and fears for stopping us, you know, from getting to that higher quality of life. You know, so that's what's meant by a higher quality of life and getting there and being our best selves. We got to look inside ourselves and see what's stopping us. But on the way, it's a journey, and we want to be encouraged, inspired, and have full of hope. We want to have joy through the ups and downs and have fun while we're learning and making our mistakes in life, you know, that which make us stronger and get to where we need to get to in the next level, okay? And it's about being a better person than we were yesterday. And I always want to include this. Let's love one another, help one another, and loving and kindness. That's what it's about. So we want all this positive energy. And my guest here, as I was doing research on her, she loves she's about energy, loving energy, gratitude, and all that good stuff. So, you know, sit back, get a pen, enjoy the show, because we're doing it for you. And this is the Urban Life Coach, okay? The title of this show today is Talking with Amy. Simple as that. Our guest, Amy Collette, okay? So our guest is Amy Collette. She is the host of Positively Powered, okay? She's the author of The Gratitude Connection and Wild Grace Meditations. She also does keynote speaking, so you can go to amycollette.com and check her out there if you need a keynote speaker on these topics we discuss. She does workshops, classes, authoring, writing, and if we have time, we can get into some of that, and also consulting on a lot of these subjects. So we're going to have a great show in a little bit of time, so you guys sit back and enjoy Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And one last thing, these are some quotes from Amy that I love. Okay, she says, "You were born with talents and strengths." We all were born with talents and strengths, okay, for a happy, abundant life. She also says that we have to step into our own power, turn on the switch, that releases our power, that releases our positive power for our happiness and success, all right? So turn on your switch. There's a switch in you. Can't nobody turn it on but you. You don't have to have a set of conditions for everything to be right. Just turn the switch on. I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to, have fun with my life. Just turn the switch on through the ups and downs. You have them talents and strengths. So let's talk to our guest. Hello, Amy. Thank you for joining. How are you?
Thank you, Keelane. I'm great today, and I love the title of your show, Empowering Ourselves Together, because that's what it really is all about.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I love when someone compliments that. It just came from the heart. I had to look inside, and something that would resonate with another heart to heart. And I also do believe we are our brother's keeper. Meaning that when one person hurts, we all hurt. So we have to, not just think about ourselves, but the next person, as we live our journey in this life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Amy. Glad you're here. I done some research on you. My mistake. Anyway, we can talk about that later. Something else. But I just love your whole message that you give. I mean, it just sets in my spirit. So why don't you, if you would please, let the listeners know who you are and what you do, Amy.
Thanks for asking me that, Keelane. I love to say that my secret mission in life is to help raise the positive vibration of the planet. And that happens one person at a time. And I realized that when I was in a bad place, I just needed some help and nothing was moving. I was stressed out and worried all the time. And I started practicing gratitude. Just a simple practice. Every morning I would wake up and give thanks for that day. And then at night I would give thanks for the blessings of that day. Whatever people I had met that day, whatever experiences I'd had that day, and just for the miracle of being alive for that day, And getting in touch with that helped give me a lot of perspective, that life is precious. Life is a miracle every single day. And just to really appreciate that and know that every day, it really changed my energy. You were talking about energy before. And it changed my energy so much, made a huge difference in my life. And so then I started experimenting with some different things, other little practices that made a difference and would help my clients, the people that I was working with and coaching. And we all started doing better all the time, And it all started with gratitude and appreciating all the things that we have in our lives, but starting with ourselves. Keelane, you were talking about how we're our brother's keeper and how we lift each other as we rise, but it starts with ourselves. We have to love ourselves first. And I know that's a big part of your work too.
Yes. Yes. You said a lot in a short period of time. But for those listeners out there, I just want you to take note. Just try. Like Amy said, try. When you wake up in the morning, be thankful for the day. Be thankful for the universe giving you, God giving you, your higher power giving you this fresh life. I mean, it does. It sets the theme for your day when you're thankful, and you walk in it. And at the end of the day, You know, just be thankful. You know, look over your day. That's a very powerful thing to do. And I can reinforce what Amy said because I love looking over my day. And, you know, as life, I see life as a school, as a learning place. And, you know, we make mistakes, and I forgive myself, you know, for maybe I ate an extra jelly donut. I said I wasn't, you know. I forgive myself and, you know, figure out ways that maybe I could make it different. Or, you know, so that's a tip from Amy, you know. Wake up and be grateful for the day. Say thank you. And at night, the simple things, thank for the people you meet. Amy, what's this scoop exercise? Can you just give us a little demonstration of the scoop exercise for the listeners?
Sure. The scoop is really, it's a fun way to bring gratitude into your day every day. And it's just, it's like a kind of combines movement, a little bit of exercise, and it helps you integrate with your body the ideas that are going on in your head. So we were just talking about the gratitude practice where you do it in the morning and the evening. Well, this is a really cool thing to do with a group of people. You can do it by yourself, but it's way more fun to do it with people.
Okay,
and
let's me and you, let's
what
you
go. Do, what's that?
I said, let's me and you, let's go. We're two.
Okay.
We're group.
Okay, all right, Keelan. All right, so the scoop, did you watch any of the videos?
I haven't yet, but I'm a fast
well,
learner.
Well, okay, so it's on YouTube. It might be a little hard to understand exactly how to do it if you just listen to me, but you can go on my YouTube channel. It's Amy Collette on YouTube, and you can see the scoop there. But I'm gonna walk you through it right now. If
okay.
your listeners will do it with us, that'd be great. So you
okay.
stand up. You can
all
do
right,
it sitting
sure.
down, too, if you're not comfortable standing up. But you stand up, and you put your arms over your head like in a victory pose, you know, like you just
okay.
came across the finish line, you know. So you get
okay.
that energy going first. You're a winner,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
So
yes.
then you
I'm winning.
You bend down all the way down to the ground and you scoop up all that energy, all that gratitude energy, all the way
yes.
down to the ground.
Oh, yes.
And then you bring it up. You bring it up. Like you're holding mm-hmm. it in your hand.
Oh,
so you
winner.
Can do this three times for three things that you're grateful for. It can be for things you have in your life, for people in your life, for yourself, for your spiritual life, whatever it is. Do that three times. So let's do it two more times, Keelan. Big
okay.
scoop. Start with your hands over your head. Come down and scoop it up and bring that energy
yes,
up.
Thank you for everything.
And then one more time.
Yes,
gratitude. All the things in our life that we're grateful
for. The future.
For.
Yes. That
and
is.
And then we bring it up third time. You release that energy. You throw it up into the sky. And that
oh,
way,
wow.
you're releasing your gratitude and letting it go out into the world. So that we're
oh,
raising
man.
The positive vibration of the planet right there.
Yes. That
How
really,
was that?
And I was sitting down doing it. For real, I gave some thanks, you know, for my children and just my life. And, you know, I was being thankful for everything, for my future success. And that really just vibrated me. That really did. Thank you for that, Amy. And you, listeners out there, do the scoop, all right? Just three things, scoop it up as from a victory pose. Go and check her out on YouTube. How can they find that video on YouTube, Amy?
They can look up, when you go to YouTube, you can look up Amy Collette. That's the A-M-Y and the last name C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E. And
okay.
you'll find some scoop videos there. You can see how to do it. And then,
you
can make your own. You can. There's no wrong way to do the scoop.
Okay. That's wonderful. What about your books? Where can they find them at? What's the name
okay,
and the titles
so
of your books?
Book is called The Gratitude Connection, and there's a couple of ways you can find it. You can go to Amazon.com, And again, just search for the Gratitude Connection. And it's in, you can get a printed book or a Kindle version.
Okay.
And then you can also find it and other information about me and different programs I have at amycollette.com.
Okay. You heard that, listeners? Very powerful stuff. I've learned the power of gratitude. I mean, just from that demonstration there, you guys try that demonstration and see what that does for you. And then again, amycollette.com, you can check her out, see what she has to offer. If you need a keynote speaker, even for your workers or any your workers at the job. I mean, she has stuff for that too, I believe, if I remember correctly. Something for everyone there. Or just check her out. Trying on the tip of my tongue. Okay. Well, anyway, about that. Tell them about your classes and workshops. What does someone get out some of the classes and your workshops? And how can I help them?
Well, so that goes, again, to raising the positive vibration of the planet. And it starts with you. It starts with each person. And I talk about gratitude as being a superpower. You know, when I discovered gratitude, it boosted my energy and my perspective so much that it really was like a superpower to me. It was like this supercharged energy, because gratitude is probably one of the highest vibration emotions we can focus on, that we can feel. And when you really feel it, you don't just say thank you. You know, you really feel it in your heart and your soul. It becomes like this superpower. And so I started experimenting with other superpowers, you know, compassion, forgiveness, and a big one is self-love. You know, when you love and appreciate yourself and you're really coming from an attitude of gratitude about yourself, then you can really see it in other people too. So my workshops are about all of these superpowers that we all have that we don't really take advantage of fully. And that's what the book, The Gratitude Connection, is about too. But the workshops are really how to integrate that into your life every day and how to bring that out in yourself and how to strengthen those superpower muscles. So we talk about, first of all, how to get rid of your worry and stress, you know, because we all deal with that.
Yes.
And we can't really get to those other superpowers until we get our worry and our stress under control. So there are exercises and practices and meditations that we learn in the workshops and in the book about how to just get your worry and stress under control and switch that energy into something that's more productive and more loving and more happy for yourself. And then we move on to, you know, now we can really get to focus on happiness and success in our lives. So learning how to let go of judgment about ourselves and about other people, and how to tune into our intuition to really listen to what our heart, our soul is telling us. You know, because really that's information coming from the universe, but through us. And when we can learn to listen to that, Ghislaine, then that becomes a superpower. That becomes a superpower that's there for us all the time, but now we can use every day in our lives, and we can help it build our relationships. We can help our success become greater and greater because we're coming from that place of listening to ourselves, the messages that are coming through the universe for us. And when we're listening to that, we are in the flow and we're doing the right thing and we're making decisions and we're making them easily, because it comes easy when you know that you're on the right track, you know. And then finally we focus on what is really happiness and success in your life. What does that mean for you? Because it means something maybe different for everybody.
Exactly.
You know, some people, you know, yeah, they... they describe happiness and success, like it might be different for me than it is for you, Ghislaine, or for all our different listeners. We
mm-hmm.
get to define that for ourselves, not necessarily for how it's defined in society, how we grew up in school, and you know how we're supposed to do all those steps. Well, that may be right for us, but it may not. Maybe our path is a different way. And
mm-hmm.
so we focus on discovering that for yourself and how to really bring that into your life. So that's the book and the workshop, basically the ideas behind those.
Okay, that's a lot of what you're saying. I know, not just resonate with me. I know there's listeners out there. I'm getting a little bit of static here. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I know it's just not resonating with me. I know the listeners is out there. You know, I know there's some of y'all out there that's feeling this. You know, and I really, really would challenge you, you know, to start looking in yourselves. If you're not, and gratitude is I think one of the easiest ways to start looking in yourself, because it'll set the path. It'll lead, you know, it'll set the path for personal growth. Because like Amy said, the vibration is so strong. There's no other, and believe it or not, I thought about gratitude the other day, Amy. And for me, it's the easiest way to raise, I mean, because like when you say love, that I can't raise that. You know, I have to actually be in the act of love, you know, or like, you know, think about my kids. But when I say I'm thank you, God, or thank you, universe, or I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for having a home, thankful for, you know, food in the refrigerator, or, you know, this new vehicle. The inside of me, you know, that vibration you said, this love that comes out. And listeners, when you have that energy, you can begin to, you know, say, how can I keep this? How can I keep this going in my life, you know? And so that's a good practice to have. There's something that okay, Amy, I like this one. And this is from you. And I like how you, okay, I'm going to just say it. What are the three important things I should know about you? Okay, I like that. I love that. And I switched it around, and I'm going to give the listeners a treat.
Okay.
Listeners out here, you know, what are the three important things I should know about you? But you can't tell me, huh, right, unless you call in. But I'm going to tell you this. The three important things you should know about Ghislaine Greenwood is, number one, I raise a 4-year-old boy and a 7-year-old girl on my own. Just me.
Wow.
And my higher power. Number one, there's no grandmother in the picture. There's no mom. Unfortunate circumstances. So I raised my daughter from 3 months by myself, and then I had another son, and I raised him from about 1 by myself. And he's 4 now, and the daughter's 7. And we're doing great. Okay, that's one thing you should know about me. The second thing, listeners, you should know about me is I'm very passionate about people, and I'm very, caring. In my journey and my development. So I try to stick to practice what you preach. It's a 24-hour thing with me, you know, because it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle to try to change the way you were brought up, change your belief system from what society has led you to believe, like Amy said, these are the things we should do to be successful, or these are the things we should have to feel like I'm someone. So it's taken many, many years to retrain my own belief system and really believe what I'm saying. But it's still a daily battle. So that's number two. I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm a very loving, caring person, but I still make mistakes. And I always, within myself, go to the person, if I can, and get it off my spirit and apologize, or I say it within myself. The third thing would probably be the hardest, because now I'm running out of stuff. But the third thing, listeners, you should know about Ke'Lane Greenwood is I believe in second chances. I believe, as they say, a zebra can change its colors. I believe that no matter where you're at in life, you can change. I don't care what you've done in the past. I don't care where you're at now. If you want it, you can do it. All it does is take time and, you know, planning and dedication. And just believing in yourself. And then only two things can happen. You're going to reach that goal. You're going to get that change. Or you're going to die trying. Okay, so those are some of the three top things you should know about me. I believe in change. Especially in people. But you got to want it. You got to be serious with yourself. Okay, not to take up. Okay, Amy, we talked about your book, The Gratitude Connection and Wild Grace, which is on Amazon, your workshops and classes you offer. I mean, you got a lot going on. How gratitude, the art of gratitude that you so specialize in. I know you do coaching also. There's a lot going on. With just a few minutes left, any last words, any future events? Last words to the listeners, words of encouragement. There you go, Amy.
Well, Ke'Lane, thank you for sharing your three things about yourself, because that's one of the things I love to ask my clients when I'm getting ready to coach somebody. I want to ask them, what are the three things that you think I need to know about you? And I ask your listeners right now to think about that, to think about how you see yourself and how you want others to see you. And because you're projecting that out in the world all the time, but when it's conscious, when you're thinking about it and you're actively trying to put something else out into the world, like you said, people can change. We all have this spark of the divine inside Ke'Lane. And when we let that shine, we're the person that we're really meant to be. We don't always let it shine. You know, we let our mistakes and bad decisions overshadow who we really are. But we can always get back to that. So when you think about what is it important for other people to know about yourself, think about that in the your best qualities, what's really awesome and unique about you. You know, like you shared your things, Ke'Lane, and we all have those special things that we want to connect with other people on. And that's one thing that's just really telling to me is how you describe yourself. So think about that. And when you lovingly accept and describe yourself in a loving way, then you're seeing yourself a little bit differently. Maybe you're projecting that into the world and into your relationships a little bit differently too. So thank you for bringing that up, Ke'Lane. And I think that's my parting word, is just be conscious about how you think about yourself and be loving and caring and compassionate about yourself first. Then you can do that with other people, everyone that you come in contact with, and it's going to improve the quality of your life immensely.
Okay. Thank you, Amy. 30 seconds for the outro. Thank our guests for being here. This was an awesome show. You can download it at iTunes or Stitcher or iTunes. Go to amycollette.com for find out more of what she does, how she can help you. You can check out the book. Our links for the show, guest show links and social media links will be uploaded with the show's episode. Support the show, like, tweet, follow us here together, Talk Radio. Join us next week with other with another empowering guest. This is the Urban Life Coach. Be empowered, inspired, and encouraged. Stay full of hope. Signing out. Love y'all.